Yes. Oh, yes. It feels so good to be back here on Sunday night. This is Ghostly Talk. I'm Scott L.
I'm Doug.
I'm Will.
And for some reason, you know what? This week, for some reason, I guess Doug made somebody angry because it must have been a wizard of some sort or some type of necromancer because for some reason, Doug's not here. I think what happened is this wizard turned Doug into a cell phone. And all we can do is hear Doug speaking out of this cell phone for some reason. Right, Doug?
Well, doesn't it come through clearly, though? I think he did a good job.
In a matter of speaking, yeah, I think he did a great job. But apparently, you've been turned into a cell phone, and you're broadcasting remote today, aren't you?
Indeed, I am. I was magically transported to the beautiful Soaring Eagle Resort and Casino. So I want to say, Boosh Hoo.
Boosh Hoo.
Boosh Hoo means welcome, evidently, in Chippewa or Cherokee, whatever tribe it is who runs this place.
Yeah.
Boosh Hoo means welcome.
Boosh Hoo.
So, Boosh Hoo listeners to what is this, the
January 15th edition of Ghostly Talk. Because every edition is special. That's what we call it, the January 15th special edition of Ghostly Talk. Because they're all special to us.
Oh, exactly, exactly. And I do miss my chair and I miss my microphone.
Mm-hmm.
But I am sitting here lounging in a first-class room at a 4-star resort. Although I think one of the stars might have fallen down. but I am looking out over the pool area.
Yeah.
They've got a fire going in the fire pit.
Mm-hmm.
The people who are swimming and stuff. I see that the girls are wearing their Ghostly Talk bikinis.
Oh yeah, well you expect that.
You know, the little thongs and the little tops that say Ghostly Talk on them.
Well, they knew you were coming this weekend, didn't they?
Right, and I think they gave out complimentary Ghostly Talk swimwear.
Oh okay.
And I see that the guys are wearing the same thing. That's kind of scary.
Well, yeah.
Whatever.
Different strokes for the world.
I guess that's what you do at a resort. You just let all your inhibitions go.
We have all kinds of crazy stuff going on this week. This has been... first of all, real quick, we'll get this out of the way. If you went to the website on Thursday and had a problem getting to it, we know. It's okay. You should be able to get to this website, no problem. We've been working on things with the new website, and there was a snafu. One of our back-end tech people, put on the website was they put something in slot A when it was supposed to be in slot B. So people were having a problem getting to the website, which we're up and running now, no problem at all. Just to let you know that nothing's bad. We're still here. We're still going strong. It was just a little snafu, and we fixed that problem. Go ahead, Doug.
The good news is that while all that was happening,
yeah.
iTunes got fixed. The iTunes feed is fixed and working great.
Yeah, we got that fixed too.
And you know I love iTunes.
Oh, I love podcasting. I think it's amazing what's happening with that. But we were having an issue with that too. We hammered that out this week also. So all of you podcasters out there, you should have no problem getting our latest shows, including this one, which will probably be up by about midnight, 1 a.m. Eastern Standard Time tonight.
Well, the podcast though is going to have to wait till tomorrow morning because I physically won't be there.
Well, I can do that though, Doug.
It comes off the.
Oh
server.
Yeah. Okay. Well, we'll work that out. Okay, it'll happen tomorrow then.
So folks will be listening to this starting tomorrow morning on the podcast.
Okay.
But that'll be the only time that the podcast is delayed.
Yeah. Yeah. We're just working these little details out and stuff like that. That's another one of them. We'll have that fixed, though, real quick, and where it'll be on a regular schedule, and you'll know when our new stuff is up. Also, Doug, you said you wanted to go through this, so we can go through all. We have some big things that are happening here at the
Administrivia,
yeah,
right? Administriviata.
Yeah, because you are the master of that. So.
Well, first of all, we do have a really, really big show. We've got, of course, Mark Macy.
God, yes. World
ITC.
Yeah.
Absolutely incredible. He's a return guest.
Mm hmm.
So somebody likes us out there. I'm pretty happy to hear. And he is absolutely amazing. And I will be, if it's technically possible, I will be remoting even during that part of the interview.
You're going to stay here the whole show from what I understand. Am I correct?
I certainly hope so.
Okay.
Unless something happens and I get pulled into the pool, I will be here for the whole show.
Yeah, Mark Macy was... Go ahead, Doug.
I wanted to say that Pioneer Radio is our home.
Yeah.
Pioneer.rolo, R-O-L-O dot net.
Mm-hmm.
And Ghostly Talk is proud to be broadcast on Pioneer Radio.
Mm-hmm.
But a lot of folks are picking us up, and I'm really, really excited about that.
So
as a matter of fact, this particular show,
mm-hmm.
Several new affiliates
mm-hmm.
have decided to pick us up.
Yeah.
Why, I don't know. Maybe the Magic 8 Ball was in our favor.
But we
have the honor of now being broadcast on several new affiliates. So I want to go through a list of them.
Yeah.
Before we do that, though,
mm-hmm.
I have to say that Ghostly Talk is broadcast live on Sunday nights between 6 p.m. and 9 p.m. Eastern Time
mm-hmm.
from the beautiful, frigid cold Warren Winery.
Mm-hmm.
The Haunted Warren Winery,
yes,
of
sir.
Course. And I, of course, am not there this time, but that will be remedied next time.
For sure. And then times after that, hopefully.
Well, definitely. unless a magic wizard comes and transports me to a resort.
Well, yeah, there you go.
Oh, not so shabby. Pioneer is our home. Pioneer Radio at pioneer.rolo.net. Our own website is www.ghostlytalk.com, because this is, after all, Ghostly Talk.
Mm-hmm.
We're now carried on KWTF The Edge.
Yes, internet radio.
And their website.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
Right, they have the Classic Metal Show.
Yeah, that's my favorite show on there, and they're actually broadcast out of Waco, Texas, too. Great, great, great station these guys got going, and we need to thank them for having us on their beautiful broadcast.
And of course, their website is www.kwtfworldwide.com.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
That's KWTF. I want to say hi to all the guys over there at Classic Metal Show and everyone at KWTF.
Mm-hmm.
We are extremely proud, extremely happy to be in cahoots with Omnisound Radio 1.
Mm-hmm.
They are absolutely amazing. Jeff just rocks the planet with Omnisound.
Yes.
Omnisound Radio 1's website is www.omnisoundradio1.net.
Mm-hmm.
They've got a lot of stuff going on over there. Check out that website, because that thing it was already very well established.
Oh, yeah.
But it now is growing leaps and bounds. It's just absolutely incredible. Go in there, check it out. They've got a live chat room, everything like that. They've got, it's all going on over there, Omnisound. So check that out.
For sure.
We're also on Radio New York International.
Yes,
which is, of course, RadioNewYorkInternational.com.
Mm-hmm.
And they've broadcasted us for a long, long, long time.
A couple of years. Yeah, a couple of years.
Thank you to Ellis Midwood and just running the show over there. Just absolutely amazing work.
Mm-hmm.
And he is the audio guy beyond all other audio guys. He really knows what to do, how to do it, when, where, why, and how.
Oh, yeah.
RadioNewYorkInternational.com. Absolutely rocks.
Mm-hmm.
A new one.
There's a few.
Keijo.
Yes.
Oh, there's a lot of new ones.
Keijo 90. Yeah, go ahead, Doug.
Yep. Keijo 97.3, The Big Joe.
Yes.
That's Joe Halfley. That's Joe Halfley's gang out of Bell, Missouri.
Mm-hmm.
Serving what the Kansas City market, I think.
Yeah, and this
they are just absolutely incredible.
This is our first show on KJO also, so we need to say thank you to KJO for taking us on.
Definitely, mm-hmm. I highly, highly agree. But Joe Halfley had built up KJO 97.3, the Big Joe. He had built that up over years, a couple of years at least.
Mm-hmm.
That I know of,
mm-hmm.
and now it's just huge, and I am absolutely honored. So I just want to say, hey, Joe. I think that's just amazing.
Mm-hmm.
We're also appearing for the first time, I believe, on Riff Raff Radio.
Yes, Riff Raff Radio.
That's www.riffraffradio.com. DJs Paul, what is it, Paul Elstack,
mm-hmm.
I think, and, of course, DJ Panic and DJ Dark Rider. They all hang out there. They all do shows there. RiffRaffRadio.com. Welcome, Riff Raff Radio, folks.
Thank you.
I hope that this is going to fit in, because I really like what they're doing over at Riff Raff Radio. Boosh hoo, Riff Raff Radio. That's welcome. Here's one that absolutely, absolutely, completely pulls on my heartstrings. I am absolutely honored and flattered and everything. A brand new one, KQCX, The Point.
Yes.
99.1 FM.
Yeah.
Queen Creek, Arizona. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Does that rock or what?
It's a great station. We're really excited to be working with them also. Yes, Queen Creek, Arizona, 99.1 FM. Hello to everybody out there in Arizona. I have family out there. Hopefully they're hearing me right now.
Well, what's amazing about this station, of course, this is Sean and Lizzie White's station, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they're doing just tons and tons and tons of great work, and they're taking... they're taking the 99.1 FM, The Point, to the max with community service, and they're just being a responsible and awesome radio station. I am so impressed, and this is why it tugs at my heartstrings. They do a lot of community service, right?
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things that they have attached themselves to, a cause,
mm-hmm.
is the Jordan Rader Foundation.
Mm-hmm.
And you can either go to their website, www.kqcx.com, or you can go to jordanraderfoundation.org.
Mm-hmm.
And what the Jordan Rader Foundation does, and us being ghost hunters, y'all know that when somebody passes away, it's very, very hard,
oh, yeah.
right? It's hard on the people who are left behind.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the Jordan Rader Foundation is about children who have passed away unexpectedly and before their time.
Mm-hmm.
And that absolutely, I was in tears looking over that website. They've got a video section there. If you want to do something, you know, a lot of people go see tearjerkers at the movie.
Mm-hmm.
Don't bother. Just go to jordanraderfoundation.org. Make sure you've got your credit card and pocketbook handy because they need the donations because this place, what they're doing is absolutely phenomenal, helping the families of children who have passed on
mm-hmm.
to the next life, you know, cope with that and cope with the real material day-to-day here in our realms dealings that you have to deal with when something tragic like that happens. So definitely go KQCX.com, The Point, 99.1 FM, Queen Creek, Arizona, Jordan Rader Foundation. Check them out.
Mm-hmm.
They're just doing amazing things, and I have to say the world is better for having 99.1 FM in Queen Creek, Arizona. They're going to play us in replays, I understand.
Yeah, they're doing us Monday nights from 9 p.m. to 12 a.m., and that would be Pacific Standard Time.
And that's incredible. I hope that we can bring some of our flair, some of our what we do, and we do have a lot of fun.
Yeah,
but we do, but there's a human side, too, to us, and I hope they see it, and I hope it helps the folks out there in Queen Creek, Arizona, and all the folks who hear us on KQCX.com.
Absolutely. We also have another affiliate that just signed up yesterday, Doug. If you
really?
Can believe that. Yeah, I mean, I can't keep up with it anymore. I mean, we've been really, you know, just getting out there, and people are starting to want to work with us. It's really cool. They're called the Butt Broadcasting Group, and you heard me correct. The Butt Broadcasting Group, with two T's. I that's the name of the, you know, and unlike your organized self this week, Doug, I didn't have a website address. But what I'll do is I'll have that up on the website tonight if you want to check that out. We're also going to be being broadcast live on the Butt Broadcasting Group right now as we speak. I will have their stuff up on the site. I had no time to get that up this weekend, unfortunately, but that will be up. Other people that have broadcast the show too, Doug, KQRP Salida, California. They're playing us also. And also another more obscure thing that people don't know about is there's a group called the Ghost Investigator Message Boards that rebroadcast us, and they have a chat going somewhere. I don't know where it's at. They have a chat that goes on while we broadcast the show live here on Sunday nights from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. They're called the Ghost Investigator Message Boards. That's on our syndication affiliates page on ghostlytalk.com. If you want to check any of these things out, any of these stations we talked about here, they're right on our webpage, except for the Butt. I'll have that up tonight for sure. A lot in store tonight, like Doug said a few minutes ago. We have Mark Macy from World ITC coming out at 7 p.m. here tonight. And for those of you who aren't familiar with Mark Macy, he's, and Doug, you may agree with me on this, he was one of those people that we've had on the show previously that, in my opinion, really changed the course of what we, not drastically, but kind of changed things as far as we looked at ghost hunting and the paranormal and stuff like that. Are you following me there, Doug?
Well, I completely understand because of Mark Macy and what he does and what World ITC does, we actually changed a little bit of how we do our investigative work.
Yeah.
And that's because they deal pretty much with instrumental transcommunication.
Yeah, that's what ITC stands for.
And we wanted to work that in and see if their techniques could help us out with the EVP.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, they're related, I believe, but not identical followings.
Yeah.
They're related, but not identical. And that's where Mark Macy comes in, and he can explain it to us.
Yeah.
And he can hopefully get it in our heads how to work it, what it does, and what it's done in the past. I know we'll be talking about the successes that they've had.
Oh, yeah. We're going to be hearing some of the successes they had tonight. That's going to be the creepy part.
Which is incredible.
Well, the thing go ahead, Doug.
Well, I was going to say, you know what Joe Halfley at KJO 97.3 says all the time?
Hmm.
He always says to me, it's better to give than to receive, especially when you're talking about a summons. So when they give this information to you, when Mark Macy gives us this information,
mm-hmm.
I believe it's our job to analyze it, use it, do what we can with it, and go out into the field knowing more about EVPs and ITC,
mm-hmm.
and see what we can do, and see what we can do to crack the case ghost hunting.
I have a story to tell, Doug, if you don't mind.
Oh, please. I can't wait.
Well, you've heard it already, but Will hasn't. Actually, I got in here, and I'm like, Will, I have a story to tell you, but I'm going to wait till we go on the air so I get your authentic surprise on tape, right? I wanted to wait. And I don't know. He's going to probably laugh, and I don't think he's going to be really surprised. Last night, as you guys know, Doug and Will, you guys know I do my weekly trip out to the other side of the state to see my girlfriend Amber, right? So I get in the car last night, and Doug, we discussed this a little bit last night. I get in the car last night. I head down to the freeway, which is about 4 miles north of where my plant's at, where I work at. And as I'm trying to get on the freeway, some lady gets up so close behind my car that I literally cannot see her headlights anymore. You guys understand what I'm saying there with that? She was so close.
She's a tailgater.
Yeah, she was. I mean, usually tailgaters, you can see their headlights, though, right? I think this is a new classification of bad driver right here, because this lady, I could not see the headlights of her car. She was that close to me, right? So what she tries to do is, we're getting ready to make a right turn to go to get onto the freeway, right? And she gets right up on my tail end. She comes rips around the right side of my car, the passenger side of my car. And as we're making this right turn, you have two lanes. You have the outside lane. You have the inside lane, right? Well, the outside lane is the one that you're supposed to take to get onto the freeway. Well, she makes this right turn with me and thinks she's going to cut me off, right? Unfortunately, I didn't want to get my car wrecked, so I slowed down a little bit and, let her get in front of me. Now, of course, though, I'm thinking, well, this lady's, ridiculous. She's going to just fly right onto the freeway. I'm never going to see her again. Well, we get onto the freeway, and she decides she's going to do 45 miles an hour as we're coming off the ramp. So now I'm like, this is ridiculous, man. So I kick it over. I throw the signal on, throw it over into the left lane. And as I'm doing that, she tries to get into the lane also. Well, she sees me coming up behind her and cuts over to the right again. I get up next to her, do the usual Michigan salute, the Michigan driver's salute, which is throwing the middle finger out the window of your car like a baseball. And then I gun the motor because I'm in a hurry, Doug. You know that, Will. You know that. I mean, I got to drive. I got to get out there fast. So I usually cruise out there.
Right.
I do a 3-hour drive usually in 2 hours and 15 minutes. So I gun it and I take off, right? Now I'm cruising along, and of course, everybody, you ever notice how, everybody's an anchor on the freeway except for you? It seems like everybody is slow except for you. And everybody was slow except for me last night. So I'm cruising along, weaving in and out, weaving back and forth, get out of my way, you bunch of losers. I'm cruising along at the radio cranking on 11. This is life. I'm living it right now. All of a sudden, I look at my rearview mirror, and guess what's behind me, Will?
Hurt.
A state trooper.
Oh.
A state trooper is behind me, tailgating me in a similar fashion that the lady a few minutes ago was.
He's allowed.
Yeah, only he's allowed to, right? So I'm like, I think I'm in trouble. So the nice guy that I am, I'm like,
started the countdown. So when the lights were going to flash, you're like 9, 8, 7.
I already started pulling over into the right lane, man. I was like, okay, I know I'm getting pulled over, man. I was driving like a complete jerk. I know I'm going to get pulled over. So I start getting over. I get over into the middle lane. And the lights come on. I'm like, oh, God. Of course, why do they put this that floodlight on you, though? You can't see anything, man. I know they're trying to see if you have any weapons or, you know, weapons of mass destruction or whatever in your car or whatever. But, man, I'm like, I can't see behind me to try to get over. I don't want to hit anyone, right? Well, I get over.
It's also intimidation.
Well, yeah, yeah. I get over, right? And I'm just sitting there like, I am so dead. Because I know I was pushing 90 easy. And I was like weaving back and forth. You've driven with me, Will.
Oh, yeah.
And you've driven with me, Doug, right?
Otherwise it hasn't happened
earlier. Oh, yeah.
So, I'm just sitting there. Now, I did what my dad, this time, mom and dad.
I just sleep when he drives. Cause...
This is for my mom and dad, though. This time, Dad, I did it right. I left my hands at 2 o'clock and 10 o'clock on that steering wheel, and I still had my foot on the brake pedal. My car was still in drive. I hadn't let go of the thing yet. I'm like, whatever, I'm staying right here, right? So I'm just waiting. I'm waiting, and I'm waiting. I got the radio still blaring, too, mind you, also. I haven't touched anything. I'm afraid if I move my hands, he's going to fire a shot through my back window. So I'm waiting. He pulls up on the passenger side. He walks up on the passenger side, knocks the window a little bit with his flashlight. I roll the window down, and what's this thing? What is this guy greeted with? You know, just like some noise, right, that I got blaring in my car. Turn it down, throw the car in park. Good evening, officer. And all of a sudden, there's a dead silence for a couple of seconds, and I'm sitting there, and he's like, going a little fast, weren't we? And this is something the first time in my life I did something to an officer I have ever done. I think this is what, you know, may have made things happen the way they did. I said, yes, sir, I was. I didn't say, no, I'm in a hurry to get to a wedding. No, I'm in a hurry to get to the bowling league. No, I'm in a hurry. My wife's pregnant. No, I said, yes, sir, I was. And he's like, driver's license and registration and proof of insurance, please. Yes, sir. Here you go. I pull him out of my wallet. Here you go. He looks at it for a second. He's like, you realize your insurance has expired, don't you? I'm like, huh? He's like, look, I have an insurance, you know, my proof of insurance for 2000 expired June of 2005. And I mean, I have tags on my car. I have a registration, so it's obvious I do have insurance.
Right.
I forgot to put the thing in there. You know, my old insurance company, they used to give you these nice little wallet size things you just slid in your wallet or whatever you put in your car, right? My new company, they give you like a printout. And you actually have to cut it out. They have like lines for you to cut on. Here, cut here, like it's some, you know, like something when you were 5 years old. You little cutout sets, right? So I guess I got it, and I said, I'll do this later, and I totally forgot about it. I'm like, well, sir, I have insurance. I'm trying to explain this, and he's like, why don't you keep looking for it? I'll be back in a second, right? He takes my license and my proof, my registration, and I'm like, this is it. I'm dead. I've finally done it. My number's up. I'm going to jail. I all these horrible situations, you know, these scenarios went through my head. So I'm waiting. A couple seconds later, he comes back. He's like, did you find it? I'm like, no, sir, I couldn't find it. I know exactly where it's at. It's in my filing cabinet at home. I just didn't cut it out and put it in my wallet. I do have it, though. I have tags, obviously, in my registration. He's like, yeah, you're right. He's like, son, do you realize that what you were doing out there was reckless driving? I'm like, yes, sir. He's like, you realize that you could get a big fat ticket for what you just did right here? He's like, I see you haven't had a speeding ticket in 6 years. I'm like, yes, sir. He's like, I tell you what. He's like, just be careful. Slow down. Took right off on me. And what do I do, right? I'm like, I'm waiting to like get the beat down. I'm waiting for like a nightstick or something to come flying in the car or something like that. And not saying that all cops do that, by the way, either. I'm just, you know, comedic effect, whatever. So I'm like, I'm waiting for, like, the ticket, whatever, to come in the car. He just walks away. So I'm like,
out of the car, sir.
Yeah, yeah, something like that. Something cool like that, right? No. He's like, he goes walking away. So what am I doing? Officer, excuse me. I do this. Officer. So I'm waiting. I'm like, are we done? Are we finished here? Are we done? I don't know what's going on. Usually you get, like, the good night, have a good evening, see you later, whatever stuff. He didn't even say that. He's like, slow down. Took off. And what do I do? I'm still trying to get his attention as he gets back in his cruiser, right? I have my hand out the window of the car. waving to him, going, "Sir, sir, are we done? Sir, sir, sir." What does he do as he's driving by? He waves goodbye to me. So, I think my heart actually stopped for a couple of seconds because I blacked out, right?
And did you drive slower on the way back?
On the way back?
Yeah.
You mean coming back home today?
Yeah.
Kind of, yeah. In a roundabout sort of.
So 85 instead of 90?
80.
Okay.
I slowed down. I took it easy. You know, I was driving like a jerk. I really was. But I couldn't take it, man. I mean, I called Doug. I mean, as soon as this was, I just talked to Doug like a few minutes before this actually happened. So I called him back, and I'm like, "You'll never believe what just happened to me, man." And I told him that, and he's like, "You didn't get a ticket?" I'm like, "No, my insurance was expired, according to the cop, and I was reckless driving, and he let me go." He must have been in either a really big hurry, or must have been like, "That's the guy from Ghostly Talk. I'm going to leave him alone. He's got the sticker in the window, right?" So he must have thought, well, he does that great radio show. I need to let him go, right? I have no idea. I sat at Amber's house all night going, "Why didn't I get a ticket? Why didn't I get a ticket? I deserve to get a ticket." But he let me go. So I need to thank that officer. I didn't even get his name. That's how fast it was. I didn't get his name. I didn't get anything. He drove a big blue truck. That's all I know. With big flashing lights that pulled me over and scared me half to death.
State cop.
State. Oh, yeah. He was a state trooper. Yeah. So, I mean, I need to thank our wonderful Michigan state troopers for letting me off again. Sorry about that. I need to watch how I drive. Doug, can you believe that, man?
It's pure luck. Did you buy a lottery ticket afterwards?
No, I didn't. I should have, huh?
Well, yeah. You had a really lucky night there.
I could not believe it. Well, no, I didn't have that lucky of a night, because guess what happens about 10 miles away from Amber's house?
I heard.
I'm smelling this weird smell in my car. I thought it was antifreeze or something, right? And I'm like, what is this smell? And I put my hand on the radio for some weird reason, and the radio was red hot, right? I popped the disc out. It was burning to the touch. My radio melted down, literally melted down last night. So the point of the story is actually, this is the whole point, people who are not sleeping by now. Don't flip people off on the freeway. It's bad karma. That's what I got out of this, I think. I was mean to that lady when I shouldn't have been, and I got what was coming to me. That's what I got out of this, Doug. What do you think?
What a good summary. But no, I think you did pretty well. I think, you know, you were respectful to the officer. And
I didn't BS him, though. I didn't BS the officer. And I have a habit of doing that with police officers. And this time I was like, hey, you know what? I was speeding. I have no reason. I'm in a hurry when I shouldn't be. Yes, I was speeding. Do as you must, officer. And he was very cool about it. So I felt better, of course, after that. You know?
Did you wave to him as you passed him on the expressway at 80 or so?
No. Luckily, I didn't have to run into him again, but on the way back, I slowed down as soon as I got to that area. And funny enough, I saw another state trooper had somebody pulled over. I'm like, oh, man, they're really watching us close around here.
Well, I-696 is a hotbed of speeders.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Because unlike Hall Road, people go like crazy on 696.
Well, yeah. You know, and Michigan drivers are just, for all of our new listeners out there, they're going, what are these guys talking about? Michigan drivers are brutal. I've never seen drivers, and I've been all over the country. I've never seen drivers like Michigan drivers in my entire life. They are ruthless. They are evil. And they will run you off the road if they need to. That's
entirely true. Oh, and the one thing that I'm glad about, there's only one thing that's good about Michigan drivers that does not exist in other places in the country, is I guess for some reason we tend not to use our horns as a method of communication.
No, go to Chicago and that's how they talk.
Chicago, yeah, there's inter-car communication going on constantly.
Yeah. Yep.
And same thing in New York. You're just like laying on your horn. You get in your car, you start it, mm-hmm. you turn the radio up as loud as it'll go, and you put your hand on the horn.
Pretty much,
And drive to work or wherever. And not here. We tend to use our horn very, very rarely, which I really
well,
like.
Well, if you use your horn in Michigan, that's a declaration of war. That's basically
yes,
what that is. That's why when I went to Chicago and I saw all the horn blowing going on, I'm like, these people aren't taking this very personal. What's going on here?
I know.
Mean, if you do that in Detroit, a gun's going to get pointed out the window of your car. It's the bottom line, right? Why don't we take a quick break? We have a special, we have kind of a surprise kind of, we have a friend coming on the show here in the next half an hour who the other night, well, I'll get into it in the next segment, but we're going to have this happen. Doug Hay on the line here. We have Doug remoting. This is Ghostly Talk. I'm Scott L.
I'm Doug.
I'm Will.
And we'll be right back after this.
Thank you.
you're listening to Ghostly Talk. This is Scott L.
And I'm Doug.
Will's here, so Will's trying to figure something out around here. This stuff, you know, the more toys you get, the more complicated it seems, and the more things you try, the more complicated it seems. But see, we seem to be pulling it off. It's weird sometimes. This is Ghostly Talk. You can come to our website if you'd like to at www.ghostlytalk.com. We have a special friend of the show on the line right now. See, like Thursday night, I was teething in my new computer. And I was trying to see if my Yahoo Messenger would work. So I had that thing fired up, and it seemed to be working just fine. And bling, all of a sudden, a friend of mine pops up named John. And he's like, hey, how you doing? I'm like, hey, what's going on, man? So we got into a little conversation. He's like, hey, dude, I got this interesting idea about hauntings that I want to throw by you. And he kind of went into it. And when by the time he was done, I was blown away. I was totally just blown away by this theory. I think it's a pretty sound thing, John. What do you think?
I think it sounds, I've been working on it. It looks like it'd be pretty good.
Yeah, I mean, this is an interesting idea. Basically, what I'm going to do is I'm going to shut up. Because I want John to explain this. John, can you try to go into this and explain this to people?
Yeah, no problem. How am I sounding?
You sound great.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, what me and Scott were talking about Thursday night was, here's a local legend, and I'm sure a lot of people in Michigan know about. It's the Reynolds Cemetery legend.
Oh, yeah, that's one we all know about, yeah.
Did you guys go out there this year? Did you go out there this year?
No, I didn't.
Okay. Yeah, because we didn't either.
We didn't go either.
It's here in 5 years that I didn't go there.
Yeah, I've kind of been out of circulation for a while, so talking on the radio has been the first.
Yeah. Well, that's a good example to start off with, because this might help people, John. Why don't you explain that?
Long story short, I used to help do a internet radio paranormal show up until about last April.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And from there, I'm not even going to give the name out of it, but I did the production, did the music, and got the guests and stuff like that. And over time, different things happen, changes and stuff. And I've actually been away all the public's eye from the paranormal world. But I've still kept going. I just hadn't been talking to that many people about it until now.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, the Reynolds Cemetery, use this as an example.
Yeah.
In November 21st, 1883, I guess is when the legend started about a, and if I'm wrong, Scott, Doug, chime in and let me know.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
There had been, I guess, a ghost apparition going from one grave to another.
Well, yeah, John.
Okay. Let me fill in just a little bit more than that.
Yeah, Doug, it's all yours.
Good job, though, and I really like the legend that you picked out as an example. This is the one of the unsolved mysteries, you know, unsolved murders here in Michigan is the Crouch murders. It was a rainy night, probably back in, must have been before 1883 then, huh? But it was a rainy night. It was November 21st, and somebody murdered pretty much the entire Crouch family.
Mm-hmm.
There near in the outskirts of Jackson, Michigan.
Mm-hmm.
And somebody had taken a shotgun and shot everybody who was sleeping at the Crouch manor house or farmhouse, and also the some other folks as well. But two of the people who were murdered, of course, were Jacob Crouch, who was the patriarch of the family, and Eunice White,
mm-hmm.
who was his daughter. So the legend is that, and they were buried in different cemeteries. Eunice White was buried in the main cemetery there, the larger of the three cemeteries that I know of, and near Jackson. And Jacob Crouch was buried in a smaller cemetery, right right on the corner. Well, it's the one that everyone goes to when you go to check out the Legend. Anyway, the legend is that on the anniversary of her and her baby's death, because Eunice White was with child at the time of her murder.
Mm-hmm.
On the anniversary of her and her baby and her father's death, she will go from her cemetery, that her ghost floats over from her cemetery over to Jacob Crouch's cemetery and visits the grave of her father. So that's the legend of Eunice White and Jacob Crouch.
Yeah, it's a really popular legend here in Michigan. Now, that is a bed, though, John. We talked about this a little bit Thursday night, like we were saying. And
right.
You're like, you know, well, I want you to explain this as much as possible. But you're like, you know, we go out there on the same date every year. It's November 22nd. Yeah, November 22nd.
Well, I believe it's the 21st to the 22nd.
Yeah, it's the 22nd, Doug. Am I correct?
Anytime from dusk on the 21st till dawn on the 22nd.
Okay, all
right.
So it more or less is the 21st then. That's when you'd be there.
Right.
John's like, you know, well, we go out here, you know, on the 21st every year, and it's the same day every year, right? Now, John, I'm letting you take it over here from here on out. I want you to explain what your idea is about this. Go ahead, man.
Okay. Basically, what I was thinking of and working on was, Doug, you know the legend better. If, let's say, you decide to go out this year to Jackson Reynolds Cemetery, what day would you go out there on?
I would go out there on November 21st and try to be there as close to dusk as possible.
Yeah.
Okay. You're alive. We all know that.
Mm-hmm.
They're dead.
Yeah.
So, on dead time, do they know leap year?
Anybody?
If you do the if you calculate the leap year, you're actually about 30 days late.
Well, that's interesting. Because everything that I've heard about says that when you're deceased and you're not in our physical realm anymore, time has little to no meaning to you. That doesn't help explain the recurring things that seem to happen on an anniversary. But I've never heard of an anniversary haunting, one that has an anniversary, like every night at 8 or every Sunday in a month that ends in Y, whatever. They have these anniversary-style hauntings, and I've never heard of those fluctuating because of leap year, which is very interesting.
Because, I mean, it's like, if you look at it, it actually, I've told it up, and for this year, you're actually 30 days back from that day, if you count the leap years.
What's the date on that, John, then? What would that make the date, then, officially?
October 23rd, nighttime, to October 24th, the morning of 2006.
So in essence, what basically John's saying is that obviously, like you said, John, we're alive, and these entities are supposedly dead, and they're not a part of this physical realm, and they don't pay attention to leap year, they don't pay attention to how the calendar, our calendar goes forward one day every year, too, more or less, because, I mean, obviously, your birthday isn't on the same day every single year, right?
Right.
So, I'm sorry, go ahead.
Oh, what I was going to say was, it was like the, I saw The Exorcist of Emily Rose.
Okay, yeah, I saw it too.
Okay. Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. No, it was actually a pretty good flick. I would recommend renting it.
It went on the Christian or the Catholic side, and it went on the government side.
Mm-hmm.
But there was one thing out of the whole movie that got my attention was when he said 3 o'clock a.m. was the devil's time, because 3 o'clock p.m. was Christ's time. I looked at it, and I'm like, okay, what time zone? You know, would it be, if, I mean, Christ wasn't here in America, so it'd have to be, you know, different time zones from here to where he was at.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what got me with the daylight savings time and got me with the leap year. I mean, we have anniversaries every year, but when you add that leap year in there, if you're dead, do you know it's a leap year?
That's an interesting idea. That's a thing I wanted to throw out to people. That
it was just something that came up. I mean, I'm not saying that every anniversary haunting is fake or anything like that. What I'm saying is that wouldn't you might get better results if you started following like a leap year type deal?
Well, as far as anniversary hauntings are concerned, like this,
right?
Like Doug mentioned, as far as anniversary hauntings are concerned, we've been going out there on the 21st of November, like Doug said, for the last 5 years collectively as Ghostly Talk. Not all of us all the same, you know. Sometimes we had one of us had to duck out or whatever, but we've all been out there on the same day every year. And I know for a fact that it landed on different days. I'm taking that into account also. We're talking about a different day. Now,
right.
Let's say, I mean, Doug, follow me on this if you want. If Eunice White was murdered on a Wednesday, right, and that put her into the other coil of reality, would she actually know that, okay, every Wednesday I have to come back here and do my thing. This is what I do. We don't even know why she does this. That's part of the problem too, is you don't know why it happens. But I don't think, and I agree with you, John, I don't really think it would be logical to say that the time on this side of reality, our fleshy, heavy plane of reality, and the time on the other side, which we would equate to ghosts and things like that, would be
right.
The same. Doug, what do you think, man?
Well, I agree. I'm finding it very difficult to tackle this topic because it's a pretty heavy topic.
Yes, it is.
And one of the things that I had done, and here's why. Do you remember when we were all out at the train wreck site? Were you there, Scott L? I don't remember. And we saw the fingerprints on the bridge.
I wasn't right? there. I was not there that night.
I was there.
Will was there, yeah. And we got photos of it. They're in the, if you go to ghostlytalk.com and go into the photo album area, whatever that is, and you can, somewhere in there, there's photos of these fingerprints that we could not duplicate, and I've never saw them before and never saw them since.
Mm-hmm.
But these fingerprints on the bridge, I went exactly 1 year later, and I struggled with this similar concept, John. I struggled with this because I didn't know. I don't even remember what day. Let's say, for example, it was August 10th. I don't remember exactly. I'd have to look it up. But let's say it was August 10th that this happened, and we took our photos, and oh, my gosh, look at these things. This is really creepy. Well, August 10th of the following year was a different day. Right? It was not like I think that was a Friday night that we had taken them, for example. And it would have been like a Thursday or a Saturday. It was not the same day. So what I did is I went there on the August 10th, whatever, and I'm using that as an example. I don't remember the exact day. But I went there 1 year later on the date, the exact same date, and looked for the fingerprints. And I also went there 1 year later on of the day, meaning if it was the second Friday of the month, I went the second Friday of the month. So that because I couldn't figure it out myself whether if this were to turn out to be an anniversary haunting, which it hasn't. I couldn't find it on either day, but if that phenomena happened on an anniversary date, I must have missed it. It wasn't 1 year to the day, and it wasn't 1 year to the date either.
Right.
So I tried two different times that could be conceivable to see if there was an anniversary haunting starting out at the train wreck site, and could not prove it. So I did not experience the same phenomena.
A similar
thing with this. What was that?
No, go ahead.
similar with this, it is very difficult to reconcile the day, you know, the anniversary of Eunice White's visit to her father, Jacob Crouch's grave. It's difficult to reconcile the day because of that. I mean, we know, for example, just this past, just like, what, 2 or 3 weeks ago, we had a leap second,
mm-hmm.
right? So right. if something often happens at 6 p.m. exactly on a Sunday, other than ghostly talk, something else might happen,
yeah.
Eastern time. What about the leap second? Does it then happen at 6:01 or 5:59:59? You know, because our time as we perceive it is set by some mysterious panel of scientists who decree our time. And our time actually came from, aren't we on the Julian calendar?
Yeah.
So that was all approved by religious, that was actually a religious decision, some major religion. Probably Catholicism. I don't know exactly, though. I wasn't around then. But they did, some religious organization decided to, that we're all going to standardize on this time, this calendar. And it's posed to be very difficult because there's Julian and Gregorian calendars. Maybe we're on Gregorian.
If I'm correct, we're on Julian.
Gregorian.
I think we're on
what?
Julian. I thought we were on a Julian calendar.
Well, a Julian date, though, is more like a day number, which is kind of weird.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, like 27536 or something. When you calculate it out on a computer, you come out with some five-digit number.
Mm-hmm.
And another thing that we don't observe. Are you ready for this?
Okay.
What's that?
The day starts, cosmic. If you're talking astronomical, for example, I believe our day starts at noon.
Why is that?
And it just does. They had decided on this some time before. So the day in different time measurement systems and different calendars, some days start at noon, and some days start at, and of course, and I don't mean some days in calendars, but I mean some days by convention
mm-hmm.
start at midnight. So time is even, it's confusing even to us, or well, at least to me.
Mm-hmm.
Time is confusing enough to us, let alone those that have passed on. So I'm unsure. I believe to throw another thing into the mix. I believe, though, that I don't know if I believe it, but I've heard that reality is what we make it. And I'm referring to several things. I'm referring not only to things that I've read in a lot of books, but also things that I've read that Edgar Cayce has said when he taps into the information and he's talked to, you know, whoever it is he talked to and he never remembers, but they write it all down, or they wrote it all down back at the early part of the 1900s
mm-hmm.
when he was doing his work. He did say something to the effect that reality is as we make it. And I see evidence of that. I see evidence of that in the experiments, for example, that are happening at, I don't remember if it's Purdue or MIT, but somebody has a random number generator, and great events seem to cause the random number generator, which should always be truly random, to not be random
mm-hmm.
for a brief amount of time. And I know that, for example, George Norrie on Coast to Coast AM, he announces when things like that happen, when the random number generator suddenly goes non-random for a spell.
Mm-hmm.
And so certain events that are collective consciousness, if we even have one, that's a theory too, that imbues that, cause the randomness of the universe to suddenly go haywire. For example, 9/11.
Mm-hmm.
Evidently, after 9/11, somebody had, and this could be urban legend, somebody had said that many, and I mean a significant number, that could mean four, okay?
Yeah.
But you know, many three-digit lottery numbers, for example, within the next few days came out 911. And I don't know if that's true. I didn't look. I saw it somewhere on the internet, so it must be true, right?
Yeah, well, it's got to be true.
but, I mean, you know, so there's certain things that the collective conscious, that events and things that we believe, we think, we feel as a race or as a humanity that can cause things to happen. If that is all true, if that is all true, what Edgar Casey says, and the 9/11 phenomenon with the lottery and the random number generator going non-random, and us creating our own reality, if that theory does end up holding up, then perhaps it could be as simple as just whatever you think November 21st happens to be.
Yes. And that's a really interesting take on it also. It does, like you said, though, Doug, it throws another element into the equation, that, you know, as far as a haunting goes. Before, we just had to go there and try to be observant, try to keep our minds open and all of our senses open to anything. And now...
And not get arrested.
Yeah, as far as Reynolds is concerned, the last couple of years, yeah. But now it seems, hey, you know, and it's just an idea I thought we should get out, is that you may not even be there on the right day according to the calendar and how things work, because who knows what goes on the other side. And we've been told time and time again that, you know, time over here and time over there are two different things. As a matter of fact, the person we have coming on here in a few minutes, Mr. Mark Macy, is going to talk about that a little bit, I know for a fact. And our linear time is not the same on the other side, where it's a quantum time realm, more or less. John, really great, interesting idea, and I thank you for coming on here and letting us know about it. I appreciate you
Thanks
coming
for
on.
Letting me on.
Yeah, especially for coming on such short notice. I was kind of like, you got to come on this weekend. And you're like, yeah, okay, great, no problem at all. So I need to thank you for coming on, though. Why don't we take a quick break, because we have coming on, oh, man, like we said before in the first segment, Mr. Mark Macy from worlditc.org. For people who may have not heard the show we had with Mark Macy before, prepare to be blown away, because there are some ideas this man, and some things we're going to listen to also that are absolutely mind-boggling. So with that, this is Ghostly Talk. I'm Scott L.
And I'm Doug, and thank you, John.
Thank you, John.
I'm Will.
Thank you.
We'll be right back after this.